Shem He is Samach Bishamacha to Chachas Kamati Shalorov. Vachach Lachachim Vahavecho Kitreva to Chachas Magula Mayabam Suseris Ulomachichim Yenoyim. So we see a lot of things over here. So says, first of all, Lachara, once Shalom Shapiro told me that. He said it to a chabura. I can say it to me first. He said it to a chabura. He says, "I don't understand." So I walk over to the guy sitting on the base medrash, and I say, "Excuse me, I think you left your lights on. It might drain your battery. And it's an old car, an old battery. You'd have to get a whole new battery. So I think you should go turn off your lights." So the guy says, "Excuse me, it's not your business. Who are you talking to? What do you think? Who do you think I have to tell me what to do?" Like, I never got such a response. I didn't even get a negative type of emotion. It's, "Thank you very much, I appreciate it." And they called, "Sign the door of the lights." Right? So I walk up to the person and I say, I think you have an issue to work with. The guy always gets tense, essentially. So he says, "Doesn't make any sense." Right? L'chara, hearing techachas, the correction is the most important thing that we need. So l'chara, it's mamas kemersi shalarov. Pasha, it's kemersi shalarov because you don't get too much of it. Right? But
still true.
That's probably true. It's such a good thing for the person. Why do we react so negatively for it? Because the guy tells me that I left my lights on my car. I don't define that as being negative or positive about me as a person. So I don't feel attacked. So I'm like, I don't know. Taka, makes sense. I appreciate the I appreciate it. But when the person says something about me, I feel attacked. So I'm going to give a negative. I'm going to have a defense mechanism, a defense response automatically, even if logically in my mind. But that's how we react to it. Theoretically, if we have a person who has full self esteem, so then the only logical response to getting to the kocha is appreciating it. The Alter from Kellum said that they say about him, and then when people would come and insult him, he would lean over and listen, but like very stark. There was an opportunity to get information on something nobody else would tell him. Like, so they would give him the negative feedback. To meet him wouldn't tell him. And once in a while, he pushed somebody's buttons, so the person would let loose on him, and he would sit there with kafar case, with the funnel to get it all in, to hear all the information that he needed to know about himself, because he wanted to fix himself. What was he saying? I'm not affected at all by your definition. I mean, good or negative or positive. I'm working on to me, my creator. I need all the help I can get. And if my friends are not going to give it to me, my enemies will give it to me. That's how he approached it. So a person hears it, whatever the say, if the person says it in a nice way and validating me is long going away and understanding how challenging it is, then I'm interested. Otherwise, I'm not interested. That's also not logical. The Torah says we're not logical human beings. We're not rational. We are much more emotion based than logic based. But the Rosh is saying that the natural response to being corrected and in the path that you're going is you should appreciate it. Then he says that. So the pasuk kiter machachas megulam me'abah mesuseris is a pasuk in Mishlei. It's actual pasuk in Mishlei. And this pasuk in Mishlei gives you two options. So why is it abah mesuseris? Taiva melchachas megula me'ava, which is megula. So megula is not better than ava, which is megula. The point, you compare apples and oranges, right? That techachas can give you X, ava can also give you X, and techachas does it better than ava, right? Type. I say, techachas megula is better than tuna fish. But if you say it in the list of Techachas Megula, Me'ava Mesuseris, right? So first of all, why do you say Ava Megula? The point you're saying that Techachas is more important than just giving. Pasha, what's it saying? Hugs and what, just saying you're wonderful doesn't help you, but Techachas helps you. So that's Techachas Megula versus Ava Megula. Right? So the Torah says that's not Ava. Right? if I see somebody who is hurting themselves and I don't respond to it, so and I respond the opposite to it, you know, you're wonderful. That's not ahava. That's I'm protecting myself. I don't enjoy the feedback. I don't and etc. Therefore, even though it's better for the person to say something, I don't want to say anything because I prefer not to have to deal with the response I'm going to get, or I have apathy at best. You know what? I really don't care. That's what happens. You're so tough love, and you're like, you know. So what does it mean? What's there's no thing as Ava Magula, which is the opposite of Tchachas Magula. Tchachas Magula and Ava Magula Betzim are the same thing. Mm-hmm. So Ava Seseris means it's Ava which is not expressed.
Wow.
And we're saying that the Tchachas Magula, even if it's not done with all the elements of Ava, accomplishes the equivalent of what Ava is supposed to accomplish. As opposed to an Ava which has not expressed itself is lacking in that Mila which the Chachas Magula has. To, right? The best, the greatest expression of Ava is to help someone. So the Pesach Mishnah is saying, Tachachas is helping somebody. Obviously, it has to be done in an intelligent way. That's the point of the Rosh. Now, so theoretically, if we would be rational human beings, we would, the Mechichim would just have a very easy job. You know? The problem is we're not rational human beings, and therefore the Mechichim don't have a very easy job. Because we shut down, or we react, or we get frustrated, or we don't listen.
They talk with me enough.
Or they have that, yeah, which, you know, that argument, even, you know, that they, you know, Chofetz Chaim is moshel about, you know, when the... When the Rashi was in Eretz Yisrael and they had the Telstone, so Moshe Shapiro Shlita, his father, Meir Shapiro, his name is Meir Shapiro, had learned the Tells under the Tells of Rav. So Rashi invited him to come to speak to the Bachman. He spoke. He came and spoke to the Bachman. He was still alive then. So I guess 77, 78. So he spoke to the Bachman. So he started off, he says, imagine you get a knock on the door, you open up, and there's this big zhlub of a fellow, but it is, you know, dirty, big, fat, unpleasant, smelling, disgusting postman. He has a letter for you. And the letter says it's from Rav Shach for you. You wouldn't say that. You say it's a letter from Rav Shach. Right? You know. He says, what I'm telling you is coming from the Alta Tazer Rav. He says, don't look at the shliach, the person's delivering it. I look like a shlomo postman, but look at what I'm delivering, you know. Right? That was the mashal that he used. So the guy says, but you're car ben enecha. So what? That's a stupid response. The most illogical response in the world. If I have a coat, I need to take out the coats. You know, yeah, but you have a car, therefore I shouldn't dress my coats. Like, you know, the belt says that...
But the Maaseh Mar says that for that reason you don't give...
More, I understand, because that's because we're irrational. Mm. Right? The Velt says, you know, says there's Tiran and two Zogs. He says, Soros Rabbim Chatzin Lechom. Soros Rabbim, so it's a half in Lechom already, you know, it's not just me. Soros Rabbim is Lechom HaShoytim. What does it help me that you also have the Zor? So I feel better now. Like, Teretz, if my life, the goal of my life is to compare myself, I feel better. The goal of life is to fix it. Like, what? But the mice, that's what we're stuck with. So Tuchach has to be done in an intelligent way.
Also, everyone has to go ahead and do it with the right kivun. If sometimes the whole Korban Echa is if everyone's not focused on themselves but focused on how they can fix other people, that's also not going to be heard.
Yes. That's a good point. So he says, okay, if the person is a mechiach, which is also pasuk in Mishlei. So the Chazal say on this that if a person is mechiach, he gets bracha. By being mechiach, he gets bracha. But the point that you're saying that the person has to be mechiach not for that purpose, you know, he can't be mechiach shalav lishma. It's not going to work. Even mechiach lishma, halavai should work. But Pashas and Mechichim and Noyim, from the flow of everything he's saying over here, is saying if the Shemeya, if you can find a way to make the Shemeya be Sumeyach with Tuchachas, and etc., then the mechiyach will find that process, a process which is very, 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 very good for him. So mechiyachim yinoyim, he'll be very happy that he was able to help somebody, because that what's better than helping another person. But if the individual you're dealing with is a person who's not somach the shomacha tochachas musar, right? So it's not very pleasant for the mechiyachim. So what happens? The mechiyachim may just shut down. So the main focus of the rush really is on the. If you want people, I think it's on the Shemaya. If you want people to help you, you're going to have to create a situation where they're going to feel comfortable helping you. Mechichim, you know, the mechichim will find it a pleasant interaction with you when they come to correct you about something. Then you'll get what you really want, which the people will be willing to be interested in pointing things out and helping you. But if you're going to not be able to do that, then they're not going to do it. So what'd you accomplish?
Okay.
Okay. Shkoyach.